Welcome to Covenant's Pulpit Ministry. Covenant Evangelical Free Church believes that the Bible is the Word of God and that God's Word is vital for life-transforming Christianity. We trust that you will grow to know the Word of God and, more importantly, the God of the Word as you hear this message today. May God bless you as you open your heart to His Word.
A very good morning to all of us. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me. Well, I believe you're all very familiar with this Christmas song, 12 Days of Christmas. A story was told of John giving his girlfriend Agnes gifts for the 12 days of Christmas. And this is how it goes. First day of Christmas. Dearest John, today the postman delivered a partridge in a pear tree. So adorable. What a thoughtful gift. My dearest love to you, Agnes. Second day of Christmas. Dearest John, today the postman brought two turtle doves. Lovely. Thoughtful of you. All my love, Agnes. Third day of Christmas. Dear John, such extravagant gift. Three French hens. They are lovely. But I must insist, you are too kind. Love, Agnes. Fourth day of Christmas. Today I receive four calling birds. They are beautiful. But don't you think enough is enough? You are too romantic. Much love, Agnes. Fifth day of Christmas. Dearest John, what a surprise. Five golden rings. I love it. Frankly, John, all those squawking birds are getting on my nerves. All my love, Agnes. Sixth day of Christmas. Dear John, today six geese are laying on my front steps. So you're back to the birds again? Neighbors are complaining, I can't sleep. Please stop. What did she sign off? Cordially, Agnes. Seventh day of Christmas. John, what's with you and the birds? Seven swans are swimming. Is it a joke? It's not funny. So stop with these birds. Sincerely, Agnes. Eighth day of Christmas. Okay, I think I prefer the birds. What am I to do with eight maids milking with their cows? Give me a break, Egg. Ninth day of Christmas. Hey, what's wrong with you? Are nine pipers piping? The cows are now stepping all over those screeching birds. Neighbors are petitioning to evict me. You get yours. From Egg. 10th day of Christmas. Hello. Now there are 10 ladies dancing. My house is soon to be condemned. You watch out. One who means it, Egg. 11th day of Christmas. Listen, why the 11 lords are leaping? All 234 birds are dead. I hope you're satisfied. Your sworn enemy, Miss Agnes McAllister. 12th day of Christmas. From the law office. Dear sir, this is to acknowledge your latest gift of 12 fiddlers fiddling, which you have seen fit to inflict on our client, Miss Agnes McAllister. The destruction was, of course, total. With this letter, please find attached a warrant for your arrest. Merry Christmas. Today is 1st of December. And Christmas is just round the corner. In celebrating Christmas, we all exchange gifts. Just make sure we don't end up like John. In December, as Pastor King Yao has mentioned, we will be sharing on the series, The Gift of Christmas. And starting this Sunday, with over the next three, we will be sharing on the gift of hope, the gift of joy, the gift of peace, and the gift of love. And I believe this is really an opportunity for us to invite loved ones and friends to come and hear of this gift of Christmas. So you ready to receive the first of the four gifts, the gift of hope? In 1996, Anne Lee lost her son, who was hit by a car while cycling for his CCA. 22 years later, in 2018, her story was shared in Salt and Light. And in that, she shared how, despite her grief, she had experienced an unexplainable strength and grace. In 2021, in another interview with Salt and Light, This is what Anne said. In hopeless situations and a hopeless world where everybody is confused and lost, our only stability is our hope in Jesus. In hopeless situations and a hopeless world, our only stability is our hope in Jesus. Our hope is in Jesus. And He is the gift of hope that God has given to us in that first Christmas and still is today. Romans chapter 5, verse 1 to 5, which is today's text, and I would call it a passage of hope because the word hope is repeated 3 times. Can I invite us to read God's word together in this on the screen? Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through Him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand. And we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Our hope is found only in Jesus Christ, because in Christ we are saved with hope. In Christ we suffer with hope. And in Christ we are secure with hope. Let's commit this time to the Lord in prayer. O Lord, teach us your ways, we pray. Rest our hearts in your promises today and make our hearts tender to what you would say to us. For we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Our hope is found only in Jesus Christ because we are saved with hope. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through Him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Romans 5, verses 1 and 2. Have been justified by faith, or as New Living Translation translates, we have been made right in God's sight by faith. And we know that it is only made possible through Jesus Christ. Christmas is a time to remember the birth of Jesus. But we know too the reason for Jesus' coming is that He may fulfill the mission God has sent Him for, that He will bear the sin of mankind on the cross. We are the reason that He gave His life, so that we may be saved through Jesus, so that we may have salvation through Him. Since we have been justified by faith, as we see in verse 1, there are 3 assurances that come with our salvation. First, the first assurance is in verse 1, we have peace with God. And this means that through Jesus, we can now have a reconciled relationship with God. The divine wrath that was once against us, now we are being restored to the divine favor with God. The second assurance is in verse 2. Because of this reconciled relationship with God, we have obtained access into His grace. Again, New Living Translation says, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserved privilege. Indeed, it is undeserved privilege. For who are we to stand in the presence of God? Only made possible through Jesus Christ. We are saved with hope in Christ so that we can now be saved. Having this access to God, the Father, and to the throne of grace. The third assurance in verse 2 says, we can rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. This hope is one that is firmly anchored in the salvation that we receive when we believe in Jesus. The glory of God, according to William Hendrickson, indicates the marvelous salvation God has in store for those who place their trust in Him. We all have fallen short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23 tells us. But because of what Jesus has done for us on the cross, We can now receive the glory of God, which is His salvation and His presence. And so we know that our source of hope and salvation is in this God who loves us, where we know of this truth. We can enter into His presence with freedom, with confidence, and with full assurance that we are accepted. Johnny, who is not his real name, is a migrant worker that Mangta befriended at the beginning of this year. And it was through God's divine leading that someone just connected Johnny to Mangta. And in the first visit, Johnny has expressed interest to want to learn more about Jesus. And so Mangta started doing Bible study with Johnny. And along the way, the gospel was shared. And Johnny seems to be open to the gospel. Just last Sunday, the gospel was shared again to Johnny. And when the question was asked, would you like to receive Jesus? Johnny said, yes. I heard clapping. Yes, we praise God. And who is Johnny? You see the brother holding the whiteboard. And if you see carefully, the whole gospel is presented on the whiteboard. And you see the smile that's on his face. Johnny had come to Singapore with the hope of gaining work experiences in a foreign country. But God, in His loving, sovereign way, connected him to Mangta so that he may have this opportunity to hear of this hope that is found in Jesus, so that his relationship with God can be reconciled. And indeed, today, Johnny has that hope. He has that hope that is eternal. And God gave him an early Christmas gift. But I believe for Johnny, this would be the best Christmas gift, because it is the gift of hope in Jesus. All praise be to God. Our hope is found only in God, because in Christ, we are saved with hope. Our relationship with God is reconciled, and we can now enter into His presence with freedom, with confidence, and with full assurance of acceptance. For friends that are amongst us and that you have yet to know Jesus, perhaps today, just like Johnny, God is extending to you an early Christmas present, and that this would be the best Christmas present for you, that you may be saved with hope in Jesus. And therefore, would you let your heart be open to Him as He invites you to come and receive this gift of hope? For believers, this message that we are saved with hope in Jesus is not new to us. But this morning, I believe it is necessary for us to give thanks to God, to thank God for the salvation that we receive through His Son, Jesus. To thank God that we can now enter into His presence with confidence, with freedom, and to know that we are accepted. And to thank God, the hope that we hold on to, knowing that the day will come where we will behold His full glory. So can I invite us, just where you are, just take a moment to thank God. Thank God for the salvation. Thank God that we can come into His presence indeed with so much assurances. And thank God that the hope that we hold on to, we know one day we will behold Him. We will behold the full glory of God. Thank you, God. Amen. Our hope is found only in Jesus Christ, because in Christ we are saved with hope. Because in Christ we suffer with hope. Paul continues in verses 3 and 4. Not only that, but we rejoice in the sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, endurance produces character, and character produces hope. In these two verses is Paul's greatest encouragement for sufferings. In these two verses, Paul began with rejoice in our sufferings and end with hope. And therefore, we can sum up his encouragement for suffering here as in Christ, we suffer with hope. The sufferings that Paul referred to would mean literally pressures or being pressed together, or metaphorically, oppression, affliction, tribulation, and distress. Paul says we are to rejoice in our suffering. What's in his mind when he wrote that? I believe it is to remind us that we are living in a world where tribulations, troubles, and trials and afflictions are inevitable, but they will not be overwhelming. Jesus says in John 16:33, "I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Yes, we will expect tribulations and trials in life, but Jesus gives us this assurance that he has overcome the world. And because our hope is anchored in this victorious Jesus who has indeed overcome the world, we can therefore able to suffer with hope in Christ. To quote John Stott, "Suffering is the one and only path to glory. It is so for Christ. It is so for Christians. If suffering leads to glory in the end, it leads to maturity meanwhile." Being co-heirs with Christ, we are to share in his sufferings in order that we may share in his glory. Romans 8:17 tells us. And suffering can bring about maturity. How does this maturity look like? Paul tells us in verses 3b and 4. "Knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope." Endurance or perseverance here has the meaning of abide under. That as believers, whether when things are well or when we are going through pressures in life, that we are to keep on trusting and keep on abiding in Christ. Endurance produces character. Here it means the proven character of someone who have gone through the testing, through the trials of life. And character produces hope. And as New Living Translation says, character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. As we go through testing, we are able to prove God's faithfulness. And we are constantly being reminded that our hope is in Christ and Christ alone. Here I'd like to share a story of Reverend Chen. Reverend Chen passed away in 2021 at the age of 89. And he's a pastor in China who lived through the Cultural Revolution. The Cultural Revolution was a very difficult time for Christians in China. Together with many like scholars, intellectuals, and artists, Christians were being interrogated, tortured, and even sent to labor camp to undergo reform. And Reverend Chen, at that moment, even at that time, Cultural Revolution, Bibles were being confiscated, banned, and even burned. So during the Cultural Revolution, Reverend Chen was imprisoned in Shanghai City Jail for 3.5 years, where he was almost starved to death that he had to almost resort to eating his toothpaste. Later, he was sent to work in a labor camp for 18 long years. And during that time, guess what's his assignment? His assignment was to work in the cesspool. His body was submerged in the human waste of 60,000 prisoners. All the prisoners would avoid this duty at all costs because it's filthy and easy to catch life-threatening diseases. But Reverend Chen said, looking back at those horrid times, the cesspool turned out to be a blessing for him. How is that so? Because in the cesspool, waist deep in excrement, he was left alone by the Chinese Red Guard. So much so, he could talk to God out loud. He could praise God aloud. He could actually recite all the Bible verses that he has been memorizing. The situation is definitely unthinkable for many of us. But Reverend Chen managed to endure 18 years because God has sustained him and poured his powerful love into Reverend Chen's heart. Reverend Chen knows that God has supernaturally protected him. He said this, "Because he never left me nor forsook me, I was able to praise Him. If the Lord had not been with me, I would have died on many occasions. But I never became ill. Reverend Chen suffered with hope in Christ. When storms of life hit us, or when we feel that we are being pressed together by circumstances, by challenges, or we feel that we are going through fire, being tested, are we able to embrace such sufferings and say that we will suffer with hope in Christ? Just this Wednesday's Lectio 365, the author said, "When I feel lost at sea, buffeted by a storm, or surrounded by darkness, my every instinct is to get to calmer waters as fast as possible." But the English preacher C.H. Spurgeon once said, "I've learned to kiss the wave that throws me up against the rock of ages." And he ended with this question: "Can I allow stormy season to push me closer to God?" Our hope is found only in Jesus Christ, because in Christ we suffer with hope. And we can hold on to this hope that we have in Jesus, even though we have to go through trials and difficulties. Perhaps we are buffeted by storms in life. Trials are just coming wave after wave. And we may be asking, "How long, Lord? How long?" Perhaps the Lord hasn't answered. Or that this suffering and the stormy season may have to go on a while more. Will we then learn to kiss the wave that throws us up against the rock of ages? Only to go closer to God. Only to still hold on to our hope in Jesus. And to know that we can suffer with hope because we know that we are standing on the promise that Jesus has overcome the world. And His grace is ever more than sufficient to carry us through. This Christmas season may not be the most pleasant one for some of us because of the challenges. But let's remember that Jesus has come as Emmanuel, God with us. Therefore, we are not alone. For Jesus, Emmanuel, He is with us. Therefore, hope in Christ. Our hope is found only in Jesus because in Christ we are saved with hope. In Christ we suffer with hope. And in Christ we are secure with hope. Last December, my grandnephew came to me and said, "Epaw," which is grand aunt in Cantonese. Yes, I'm already a grand aunt. He said, "I hope you will buy Hot Wheels for me for Christmas." The children, you know what Hot Wheels are, right? Okay, for adults, it's a specific brand of toy car that can zoom off very fast. That's why it's called Hot Wheels. Have you ever received such specific, like tell you the brand some more? Okay, children, pretend you're not listening. Well, after he said his wish to me, do you think he got his Hot Wheels from me? Ah, you said yes. Unfortunately, no. Okay, why? Because I already got his Christmas present, ma. And I also know he had too many toy cars. I'm sure his father will come and say, "Why did you buy him another new car?" Makes sense, right? So was he disappointed when he opened up Epaw's present? His face did look a little disappointed because his hope was just dashed by this very unkind Epaw. Well, up till now, he hasn't given me his hope for this year's Christmas present. Maybe he gave up already. I try not to disappoint him this Christmas, huh? We can laugh. But William Hendrickson has this to say: "There are people without hope. There are also those who cling to illusory or deceptive hope. But those who have been justified by faith and have been reconciled with God cherish the kind of hope that does not disappoint." Paul says in verse 5, and I quote NASB, "And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us." When we have hope in Christ, in Him, We are secure with hope, and this hope will not disappoint us. Why would this hope not disappoint us? It is because it is anchored upon the love of God, the love of God that has been poured out into our hearts. This hope is anchored in the redeeming and steadfast love of God. And I like how Paul described God's love is beautiful, poured out. It's God telling us how lavishly He loves us, how abundantly His love is to us. Wow. And why will this hope not disappoint us? It is because this God who gives us His abundant love will never let us down. His love will never give up on us. And He gives us the Holy Spirit who dwells in us to guide us, to teach us, to remind us that God is with us. Our hope is found only in Jesus Christ, because in Christ we are secure with hope. We can therefore hold on to this hope that we have in Jesus, because this hope is anchored in the steadfast love of God, and that this hope will not disappoint us. I can live every day filled with God's grace. A few Sundays ago in my service leading, I shared how this statement said by a covenanter had encouraged me greatly. And I've given permission to share her story today. In late February, this covenanter went through gamma knife radio surgery to treat the brain tumor that was found. Unfortunately, she experienced complications from the surgery, and the doctor told her that she needed to be followed up for life because the tumor might grow back. 6 months later, this tumor actually went swelling by 50 to 75%. So much so, she had to go through two more surgeries, one in August and the second one in October, which was just about a month or so ago. A few of us visited her in her home, and throughout that 1 hour of conversation, there's just one thing that is so evident in this sister: secure with hope. She shared how she saw God's sovereignty and His hand at work in the recent surgery. How the tumor was in such a position that the surgeon just literally sliced off 90% of that tumor. And she also went on to share that this journey that she's going through is a divine and wonderful opportunity for her to share with her pre-believing friends about hope in God. After I prayed for her, she said, "My doctor told me that my condition is incurable because the tumor may come back. But I can still live every day filled with God's grace." And she said it with so much confidence. But the confidence is not in herself. The confidence is in the one who made her feel so secure with hope. And that is Jesus Christ. She's still recuperating. In fact, recently she even resumed her online studying. She's a fighter. And when I asked her if I could share her story, she texted me, "Glad that my testimony can be an encouragement to the congregation," smiley face. I can live every day filled with God's grace. In Christ, we can be secure with hope. Are we struggling with disappointments because things are not turning out the way that we have hoped for it to be? Do you feel losing control over circumstances, and that's perhaps causing you to feel insecure? Or perhaps that continuous bad news that you've been receiving, or that nothing seems to be progressing in the health condition, in work situation, or even in family situation, and that's causing you to lose hope? Today, God is lovingly inviting you to come and place your hope in Him. Because this hope rests in the steadfast love of God. Our hope in Christ is secure, knowing that this hope will not disappoint us. Because this God who gives us this hope will never let us down. His redeeming and steadfast love will never give up on us. And when we are secure with hope in Christ, Indeed, we can live every day filled with God's grace. Our hope is found only in Jesus Christ. In Christ, we are saved with hope. In Christ, we suffer with hope. In Christ, we are secure with hope. Allow me to end and close with this story. Some of us may have heard of my mother's testimony of a devotion to God and her love for God's word. But today I would like to share this part of a discipleship journey that teaches me what it means to be firmly anchored in my hope in Christ. Due to a fall, Mom's left femur bone was badly fractured and beyond surgery. As a result, her left leg was about 5 cm shorter. And because of that, she would have to be wheelchair bound for the rest of her life. And then a few years later, after her fall, she had a stroke and that weakened her voice very significantly. Though not able to walk anymore and struggling with a weakened voice, Mom had not once questioned God. But definitely there were times when she felt discouraged, she would feel frustrated. But Mom would turn that frustration into prayer and she would find comfort in the Word of God. So one day, I was preparing Mom to go to church. I was wearing her shoes for her and she said this to me in Cantonese. Aiya, 我长短脚啊，但系冇想讲啦，有一日我会见耶稣，我见到耶稣嗰时候，我只两只脚就一样长噶啦。 Translate. Yep, my left leg is shorter. It's okay. Because the day when I meet Jesus, my two legs will be same length. And she added, I will be able to run again. And then she said, my voice is now weaker. My mom is Cantonese, so somehow Cantonese voice is very loud. But she said this, you know, it's okay, my voice is weakened. But when I meet Jesus, my voice will be loud again and I can praise God. When Mom was saying all this, I could see the joy and hope on her face. And that moment, all I could say in response is, Amen. Mom could say all these words with confidence. It's because she knows her hope is found only in Jesus. And that her hope is firmly anchored in that Jesus is a Savior. Though there was suffering, she knew and she anchored upon this truth that, yes, Jesus loves me. And today, Mom is running. I think she's dancing in the presence of God, worshiping her God, her Savior, the giver of her hope. Brothers and sisters in Christ and friends, I don't know how this Christmas season will be like for you. But I pray that you'll be one with hope. Because you're choosing to anchor in the hope that is in Christ. And that you will hold fast to that hope. Because in Christ we are saved with hope. Our relationship with God is once again reconciled. And we can now enter into His presence with freedom, with confidence, knowing that we are fully accepted. And that though we will go through trials and difficulties in life, but we are able to suffer with hope because we know that the hope that we hold on to is anchored in the steadfast love of God. And this hope will not disappoint us. We are secure with hope. Maybe our hope is in Jesus. I'd like to invite the worship team to come. In a while's time, we'll sing the song, Living Hope, that Jesus is indeed our living hope. But this morning, I would like to invite us to just come before our God as we wait on Him for this response time. Can I invite us to just close our eyes where you are? The first response is for friends among us who have yet to believe in Jesus. You've heard the message of hope. That we know that indeed through Jesus, we can now have peace with God. We are reconciled back with God. And we know that we are saved with hope. This is the Jesus who will be able to walk us through our pains and sufferings. You don't have to carry this alone. Jesus will carry it with you. That even when circumstances make you feel uncertain, know that this Jesus will make you feel secure. Today, if you are new friends amongst us, and you know that you've been searching for hope in everywhere else and just can't give you that peace, today Jesus say, I am that hope that you are to have. So today, for the first time, if you say yes, I want to receive this gift of hope that is found in Jesus only. I want to receive Jesus as my Savior. I will lead you in a prayer and you follow after me. Dear Jesus, thank you that I can have hope in you. Thank you for dying for my sins on the cross. Thank you that through you, my relationship with God is reconciled. Forgive me that I've sought hope in other ways. Today, I choose to believe in you, Jesus, and I put my hope in you. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Come into my life to teach me and grow me to walk in your ways. In your name I pray. If you have said this prayer for the first time with all eyes still closed, would you just lift up your right hand, because I want to pray for you. Anyone across the sanctuary, this is your first time you prayed to believe and receive Jesus. Perhaps after this service, you may still have questions. Come, we want to share with you, talk with you, so that you may know and discover more about Jesus. But let's continue to have our eyes closed. And the second response is for the rest of us as believers. Today, our Lord Jesus' invitation is simply, come. Come and renew your hope in me. Jesus says that. Therefore, as you know that Jesus is our only hope, will you say, my hope is built on nothing less but Jesus and Jesus alone? Will you say to Jesus, even when things are tough, I'm going through trials and difficulties, I will still hope in you, Lord Jesus. I will still hold fast to the hope that is anchored in God's steadfast love. I will still be secure with hope in you, because only in you, Lord Jesus, is my hope being anchored upon. If that is what you're saying to our Lord today, that I want to renew my hope in you, that you want to say to him, I will give to you, Lord, my hopeless situation. I will give to you, Lord, every trial and challenges that I feel so pressed together, I can't even breathe at times. I will give to you every unanswered question. Today, Lord, I give them all to you. If that is you, where you are seated, just quietly lift up both your hands. Because our hands is a gesture of trust. Our hands is a gesture of saying, God, I can't anymore. I give it to you, Jesus. I give it to you, Jesus. And as you give to Jesus all these situations, trials and challenges, at the same time with this pair of hands, it is now by faith to receive this assurance that Jesus, you are my living hope. I will anchor in this hope that is secure, that will not disappoint me. Receive. Allow me to pray this yielding prayer from yesterday's Lexio 365. Lord Jesus, I choose to be grateful for the ways you have shown your goodness, guidance, protection, and provision in my past. As I remember all you've done for me, will you give me fresh faith and hope as I face the storms and challenges of my present? Indeed, Jesus, thank you that you are our living hope. Because you have overcome the world, today we can stand in your victory. and to have this assurance that you will walk through with us every trial and difficulty. For truly the cross has spoken, we are forgiven. There's salvation in your name, and that we are yours forever. Thank you, Jesus, that you are our living hope, and that for all you have done for us, that you are Emmanuel, God with us. Therefore, we know that we can go upon every step of the way, being anchored that in our hope is in Jesus and Jesus alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shall we stand?
We're glad you had spent some time listening to God's Word, and we hope that the message has ministered to you. You can visit us at www.cefc.org.sg for more sermon titles. God bless you in your spiritual pilgrimage ahead.